My dearly beloved, today is a wonderful feast day that reminds us of the importance of the family in God's plan. Our Lord could have come into the world in any manner he chose. He could have come into the world at the age of a full-grown man and begun immediately his public mission. Nevertheless, he chose to be born in the stable, to live as an infant and then a child, gradually growing up and living in the context of a family, the holy family of Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. And we think to ourselves, what a paradise on earth that house of Nazareth was, where each member of the family fulfilled perfectly his or her role in the family. And there was such peace and harmony and joy in that house of Nazareth. Now, certainly, we are all fallible and human and defective and liable to fall. We have our faults and failings. But nevertheless, we must look to the Holy Family for the model and the example of our particular role in the family. Fathers can look to Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, who was certainly the greatest saint after our Blessed Mother. He and Saint John the Baptist are honored by Holy Mother Church first among the saints after our Blessed Mother. But Saint Joseph, very solicitous and careful to fulfill his daily duty, careful to provide for the Holy Family, and he must have been very humble, realizing that he was the head of the Holy Family, and yet far inferior in grace and holiness to our Blessed Mother, and of course our Divine Lord. And that thought must have kept him very humble, but it did not cause him to omit to fulfill his very important role. And it was to Saint Joseph that the angel appeared and spoke to tell him to take the child and his mother and flee into Egypt, because he was the head of the family and that was his role. And it is very important for fathers and mothers never to fail to fulfill their role out of a false sense of humility. We all are aware of our many defects and failings and imperfections, but that should not cause us to neglect to fulfill our role out of a sense of unworthiness, because God's grace will be there. And the Father is the head of the family and must take that authority and fulfill it and lead his family to God. The Father, of course, provides for the family. Like Saint Joseph, he will be solicitous for the temporal well-being of all the members of the family. But he especially will take to heart the role of head of the home to lead the family to God, to live the faith and set an example for the family to follow, to be sure that the children are raised in proper instruction, learn their faith, say their prayers together, the family prayers, the family rosary. The Father will fulfill this role. And indeed, he is the head of the home. He has the final say, and he will wield that authority with humility, but with also with firmness, avoiding two extremes. One of the extremes would be to have such a concept of his role of authority that he is more like a dictator or a tyrant, and fails to listen to the input of his wife. Very often the mother has an insight that a father fails to see. And so it would be foolish for him to neglect to listen to her advice and her input. But the opposite extreme would be to abdicate his responsibility and fail to lead the family and let the wife do everything. Rather, he must find the middle course here and imitate Saint Joseph in being a strong and courageous father leading his family to God. We all know that all of the roles of people in society, and especially in the family, have been turned upside down in our modern culture. For years now, for several decades, the role of the father has been ridiculed. The father is made to look in movies and in the modern culture like someone who's out of touch, doesn't know what's going on, and is not capable of being the head. And he needs his wife there to rescue him. And this modern idea of marriage is one where the husband and wife are perfectly equal at best. And the father no longer has that role of authority. And as I said, while he would be foolish to fail to take into consideration his wife's thoughts, concerns, and insights, he also remains the head and the one with that final responsibility for those important decisions. And he must take to heart that role and fulfill it courageously, humbly, and with prayer, especially looking up to St. Joseph for guidance and assistance and a model. Women have our Blessed Mother, the perfect wife, the perfect mother, the perfect role for them. And we think of the role of a wife and a mother, and it is one that includes so many things. It would be impossible to put it all into one short statement. There is a chapter, I believe it's the last chapter in the book of Proverbs, that we use for the feast of a woman who is not a virgin, widows. And it's a long epistle when it is read about all of these things that this mother does. And I remember one priest who made the statement once, how could any mother do all of those things? And even though maybe it's difficult to do everything well, perfectly, at the same time, that's the mother's role to strive to fulfill all these things, to be considerate and thoughtful of the needs of her husband and her children, to work hard, to keep her house, to provide the meals and keep the house clean and train the children and teach them and so forth. And a good mother will fulfill to the best of her ability all of these various roles and will do so in a spirit of prayer. As she goes about her daily tasks, she will have her heart uplifted to God for strength in fulfilling that role. The mother is indeed the heart of the home. She is that bond which unites all of the members. She maintains the peace in the home, and by her example and teaching, raises the children in virtue. It is such an important role, and one that must never be forgotten, because once again, the world would like to get the mother out of the home as much as possible. But that is her God-given place, to be there when the children need her, to be always ready, always by, always ready with a word of comfort and encouragement and instruction for the children, and to fulfill that very important role of the mother, the wife, and the heart of the home. We can think of our Blessed Mother as she fulfilled her role at Nazareth. How she went about her daily tasks, going to the well to get water. They had so much more to do in those days than mothers do now with simply turning on the tap for water. Think about all of the tasks that our Blessed Mother had to fulfill. She had a very small house, and yet she kept it perfectly clean. And she provided the meals and worked hard to fulfill her role. But for the most part, her heart was united to God, and she lived a life of prayer. Parents in general should remember that while they teach their children, train them, and make sure they learn their faith, above all, they must pray for them. Pray that God will bless your children and give them the grace to correspond with the lessons that you strive to teach them. Parents, mothers especially, will want to train their daughters so that they will be good mothers, if that is God's calling for them. Years ago, this was something that mothers and fathers were very solicitous about, making sure that their daughters learned the simple things like sewing and good nutrition and how to prepare a meal, how to keep the house, how to shop, how to be thrifty, and to be the wise manager of the household. Very often these things are forgotten. And so it is such an important role, as are all of the roles in the family. Let us think now about our Lord himself. And as we read this gospel of, we say, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple, but I always like to preface it by saying our Lord wasn't lost. He knew exactly what he was doing. To his parents, he was lost, but he knew exactly what he was doing. And the Jewish people had the custom that when a boy became 12 years old, he was now officially a man. He was able to speak out loud in the synagogue, in their services. So here was our Lord, at the age of 12 now, beginning to teach and to show that he could have begun his public mission at that tender age of 12. And yet he returned to Nazareth with them for 18 more years. But again, the words of the gospel that are a mystery that must cause the angels to wonder. Et erat subditus illis, and he was subject to them. He, the Son of God, was subject to them, two of his creatures. Children should not take it hard that they must obey their parents, because our Lord obeyed his parents for 30 years, and he was God. Can you imagine St. Joseph in the carpenter shop telling our Lord how to make something, and our Lord as a boy or a young man, being God, knowing the perfect way to do everything, and yet he submitted to St. Joseph and did exactly what he was told, obediently, respectfully. Children must remember their duty not only to obey their parents and all lawful superiors, but also to be respectful to their parents and to love them. They love you. They work so hard for you. You owe them love in return. And you owe them respect. And you should not have to be told a second or a third time to do something. You should do it promptly and immediately. To jump right to the task. What a joy for parents to have such a child who obeys with alacrity, without complaint, and without hesitation. Certainly that's the ideal model. Likely our children do not completely measure up to the example of our Lord, but it's certainly the model that parents must hold up to them. And parents must remind them of the importance of obedience. Their faithful and prompt submission to the will of God as expressed through the instructions of their parents. So as I said, the Holy Family was a paradise on earth because each member of that family lived and fulfilled his or her role perfectly. And even though we're imperfect, we have the goal to strive for. And if even one member of the family doesn't fulfill his role properly, then it throws everything out of whack. And all of the members of the family must strive to follow the example of the Holy Family, to fulfill their role. And when that happens, the home is truly another paradise. There is harmony, there is joy, there is happiness in that home. The devil knows only too well the importance of the family. It is interesting in the book on the enthronement of the Sacred Heart that Father Matteo, who promoted this enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home, tells a story of a man who came up to him after one sermon, and the whole sermon was on the family and how the family must be loyal to God and his will and fulfill the different roles in the family. And he said, "Father, you're absolutely right. Because I was a Freemason before I was converted and received back into the church and repented. When I strayed from the faith, I ended up in Freemasonry, and they taught us to go to the home and undermine the home. That was their plan. And certainly one good way to see what we should be doing is to see what the devil wants us to do and then do the opposite. So here was this goal of the Freemasons, to undermine the home, the family. And we see this today. The family is under attack as never before. Everything is being done to completely turn upside down the roles of the home, to take the holiness and the virtue out of the home, to destroy the family completely. And it is happening. And just as a body is made up of many cells, and if a particular cell or a group of them are diseased or cancerous, it affects the whole body. So likewise, society in general will be only as strong and as moral as are the families that make up that society. May we at least in this community, this parish, have families that are striving to imitate the Holy Family, to fulfill God's purpose, because then that makes the parish strong, and that will bring about vocations and the blessings of God upon all the members of those families. Today, reconsecrate your family to the Holy Family and rededicate yourself to fulfilling the role of Jesus, of Mary, and of Joseph as it applies to you according to your role in the family. Doing that, you shall obtain happiness and joy, and this will lead to the everlasting happiness with the Holy Family in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.